I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too. Well, hello to you, friend.
And to you, and to you. Here we are on a great, beautiful day in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's always beautiful here.
In the Earwolf Studios.
That's right. It's always sunny and 75 inside this studio.
Oh, we have a hell of a youth coming in today.
You know, I was thrilled to have his name tossed at us.
So, Mr. Matt Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a writer. He's doing his thing. He's living. He is a writer for the Late Night Show with... Is there a night in there?
There's a lot of... It's really, really
late
at night.
How late is it? It's
just
late. Just late.
Yeah, Late Late Show with James Corden.
Yeah. And he writes for the Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. You will not see his content during the day. This much we know.
Right.
He is working in the evening hours.
Perfect for me.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He sent us a comprehensive list of clips.
Okay. So basically, he grew up watching the internet.
Right.
Who didn't in this age group? But what he did was curate for us the hottest clips to him and his friends in high school.
It really was so amazing, I have to say.
It was a deep dive.
I fully enjoyed it. I didn't know that I could learn about somebody via their YouTube polls.
Mm-hmm.
But I genuinely love him now. Haven't met.
Yep.
Love him via his YouTube selects.
It's actually a great, it was like it feels like it should be on your college application. Or like,
yes.
You know, it's just a great getting to know you situation.
Yeah, I feel like, you know how Facebook had that really annoying, like, which 10...
Which one's fake?
Yeah, you have one fake concert.
Oh, pick
them up. Like,
why did that become a thing?
You know, because it's Facebook and it's corny. It's like, here's the thing. People want engagement, you know, and they want to have fun. I'm like, go knock yourself out. We're living in troubled times. Speaking of troubled times,
oh,
Emily.
Boy. Oh, God.
There is a mom. Facebook brought me a little piece of joy.
Okay, good.
There is a mom out there who... did cutouts of Spicer's head,
mm-hmm.
put it on a stick.
Great.
And then put them in the bushes.
In the bushes. I saw that.
I was dying on the ground.
It's in Los Angeles, correct?
I don't know where. The bushes could be anywhere. But I did fucking enjoy it. It's him. It's at a it's from the nose up.
Yep.
She made a nice head, you know, to scale size mm-hmm. shot of his head. Cut them out, put it on a goddamn stick, and stuck them in bushes.
Like he's around town, just peering at you.
I'm on the ground.
Because he was hiding.
He was, and then the Washington Post had to put out, like, a retraction.
Oh, really?
They were like, hey, super sorry. He wasn't hiding in the bushes with his staff. He was next to the bushes
he
with his staff.
He was simply just immersed in the bushes, looking at the ground, plugging his ears, saying, nobody fucking talk to me.
There was a Late Night Show. I think it was Colbert. I'm not exactly sure. But the way they described him, they go, he is the dad at a gift shop at Great Adventure about to blow.
About to lose his
about
mind.
To blow.
Of course. He has that. He has that forehead and that look and of like, I'm about to lose
I'm about to lose it. And it is. He's got three kids screaming at his ankles. He doesn't want to pay for another thing. He's had it with the day.
Yeah.
Like, that is his vibe every single time.
So funny.
It's so good. Okay. We got to get back to Matt. You guys you're in for, I believe, a treat.
I would say yes.
Because we had a treat watching all of it. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
OMFG! We have him here.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Adorable.
Super cute.
6'4".
Stop.
He's very tall.
He reminds me of my cousin Kenneth.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Kenneth is here.
Yeah.
Scratch that. Matt's out. Cousin Kenneth is here. No, I mean, very, very tall.
Yeah.
and I enjoy. You know, I'm 5'3", and you're 6'4". Mm. So it's like a giant to a small person, you know? It's just what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So we're going to stop talking about your looks because it's not comfortable.
Okay. Thank you. Please stop objectifying
me. We need to objectify. I remember when we had on a girl that we just sat there and objectified her for quite some time.
Was it Madeline?
Yes. We were like, look at your hair and your boobs and your lip gloss. Like, well, we just couldn't stop.
Some people come in and they're just, you know, it's hard to focus.
It was hard to focus.
And, you know, and I get it with these freckles that Matt is bringing us. I mean, it's hard to focus.
I would have put on
more foundation this morning.
I wish you had.
It'd be such a distraction.
So we had the pleasure of doing a deep dive into your YouTube essentials, the what has made you you, right? I mean, it's who you were growing up, the YouTube links that you would go to and focus on and enjoy with your friends.
I actually didn't enjoy them with my friends, I'd say, at the time that they came out. It was really
personal.
Much more of a solo experience of just coming home from school and spending hours watching videos on my own.
That's really cool.
And then what was kind of fascinating was later in life discovering that many of my best friends that I've now made were also watching the exact same things.
On the
things.
Same joints.
Yeah, by themselves.
So it's like you could reference a video and they would get it.
Yeah.
It's like basically like us referencing, you know, I Love Lucy eps that were on reruns. You know what I mean? Like, on a Sunday morning. Like, that's, you know, what we grew up with. It was a casual entertainment that you would just ingest.
Yeah. Well, and I remember, like, when I was going to college, it was, like, the fear of, like, how am I going to find my friends, you know? Because you're in a whole new pool of people. I didn't know anyone. And I was like, well, if someone likes the movie Waiting for Guffman, I'll know that, like, I have found my people.
Right.
So you had these, like, YouTube links that you were like, all right, I'm going to find my people, which I love.
And I was thinking about, you know, the homepage of YouTube, which I would say I've only really used relatively recently.
Really?
Okay. Kind of.
The shock was so on Matt's face.
Kind of. Matt, I'm going to ask you an uncomfortable question. Can you pour me some water?
Put you to work.
Put you to work. It's over
brought
there.
Me all this way.
Thank you so much. My front page right now is littered with Betty and Joan old school clips because after watching Feud, I was just kind of digging around. And then YouTube will bring you new stuff.
Yeah.
And then they put it there so you can just watch it.
Yeah, they'll kind of curate for you.
They curated for me. So it's like I have drag queens, Betty and Joan, Howard Stern. That's my YouTubes.
Great.
Do you have anything on your YouTubes?
I wouldn't know.
You don't even know what's there. It's just catch as catch can
out?
Over there, huh?
Yeah.
You don't have anything you're like, they don't know what to curate for you because you're doing this and you're doing that.
Let's see. I've got – is this what they do? Just like a – okay. So I've got – Will Ferrell's USC.
Okay, so that's trending.
Oh, so that's not me.
Below, share that this is more.
Oh, Shakira. Like, that seems right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So anyway, that's what we're up to on the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as we're not there. But your list, I said to Emily, you know, going through all your clips before meeting you, I was like, I now know you and I love you. Truly. It was a delightful experience.
There's some fun things on the internet.
There are. And it was funny. There was one video when I got there. Like, I was, you know, you sent a list of, like, 8, right? And, like, the first 4, I was like, love it, love it, love it, love it. And then I hit one, and I was like,
nah, don't love that. Yeah. We hit the same one.
Cool Court?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good on Cool Court.
That, yeah.
That was one that I probably haven't watched in almost a decade, but just going back through things that I were new at the time from YouTube, there were certain comedy things on there that were, I think, more just actually the videos that I would share with friends or that were suggested to me by friends. It's definitely the top half of that list that was more High School Matt on his own.
Should we start with Celine?
Oh, we have to. I mean, maybe we should just talk about it for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Celine Dion interview.
Yes. Had you not seen this?
I had never, never saw it.
And I actually felt sorry for myself.
I know.
Yeah, I felt sorry for myself. And because
it's gold.
By the way, we will be putting up a list of all these links on Facebook because then you can click on them. But we will, you know, make sure you guys have this fully comprehensive list.
I also had just many videos late last night and early this morning.
That came through, of course.
And if you want to send us those, we'll put them.
I just felt so apologetic, too.
You know, it's a hard – it's a tall order is really what it is. And you're 6'4", and you nailed it. But, like – if anyone asked me to do this, I'd be a little angry. So I thank you
that you have really delivered on this.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this clip is Celine Dion and on Larry King. And the beauty of it, the original clip, is that they're talking about Hurricane Katrina. She is going through all the emotions that the rest of – that our government should have gone through.
Yes.
Which is horror, anger, pain, shock. She's going through it all, and she's expressing it, and she's crying, and she's feeling – and I was like, you know what? More people needed to be screaming about how fucked up our country looked with that whole situation and how disgusting it was that we left everybody –
and wanting to help, but knowing that any help that you're going to give still won't be enough.
Right.
Right. Like she gave $1 million, but it's not present in the moment helpful.
Right.
It's like later helpful.
Which
you know?
She even addresses in the clip.
She does.
And I think she feels awkward that Larry King is asking her about the money.
Right.
Right.
Well, she's mad about it because she's like, whatever. Yes, I gave money. I have money. That's not the point. The point is like, and so we'll, let's just play maybe a little bit of it just to hear the vibes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's doing it injustice if you don't.
A show I've seen, Franco Dragoon, have donated, by the way, pledged $1 million to the American Red Cross. What has been your response, Celine, to this? I especially ask this because you're French-Canadian from Montreal.
He's such a man.
New Orleans is a mostly French city.
I mean, it's French.
Correct, and I've been there a few times. We've stayed there. I've, you know, filmed the videos there. And so Renee and I, we've been to New Orleans. And I have to say, Larry, that I'm as devastated as the rest of the world. If I may, I was watching you behind, there's a television right now. I'm watching and I'm especially waiting, like the rest of the world. I'm waking up in the morning, I'm having a coffee, I barely can swallow it. I come here at Caesar's Palace every night to perform. I barely can sing. But for respect for the people who come, I am still singing. When I come home at night, my son is waiting for me. I watch television. Yes, we gave $1 million. But what we expect, what I want to look like the rest of the world, I open the television. There's people still there.
And this is where it starts.
Waiting to be rescued.
Nuts.
And for me, it's not acceptable. I know there's reasons for it. I'm sorry to say I'm being rude, but I don't want to hear those reasons. You know, some people are stealing and they're making a big deal out of it. Oh, they're stealing 20 pair of jeans or they're stealing television sets. Who cares? They're not going to go too far with it. Maybe those people are so poor. Some of the people who do that, they're so poor. They've never touched anything in their lives. Let them touch those things for once.
Let them touch those things for once.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, it keeps building from there, and
kayak.
you can't see you can't see also her gesticulations,
amazing,
but
amazing hand gestures happening,
and it also leads to her singing
on the spot,
in quotes, on the spot.
I believe it to be on the spot.
Well, Larry tees it up in such a, like, peculiar way. I don't think Larry King is usually saying, if you could sing about this, how would you express what you're feeling in song?
All right.
And that might have been a first for Larry.
And she instantly is like, hadn't thought about it. But now that you mention it, and then just goes into
the
song.
The Andrea Bocelli song, duet. Which is a beautiful song.
Yeah, and she sounds incredible on it, but
what's awkward is she's literally looking dead into the camera, singing at us,
yes.
You know, with everything she has, a cappella.
That is what she's made for.
It is.
This is her gift to the world.
It is. Yes. To emote dead on in your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then
but it's not, yeah, I think it's not even laughing at the expense of, you know, this tragedy or even her feelings about it, because her concern is genuine. And
dead
as
on.
You said, it's what everyone should have been feeling. But you're also just getting the craziest
right.
Celine Dion.
You're getting the most emotional Celine.
Delusions, yes.
Like, this is the Vegas show
right.
that she's doing.
I mean, if she's nothing if not emotional. Like, she is just – it's beautiful. I mean, I don't always know what to do with her, but this is the first time I fully connect. I connected with this Celine.
Yeah.
So then explain the next video, the video that's probably the video you watched – ad nauseum.
Oh, actually, no, it was the first one. That
oh, the original.
The original that I watched.
Oh, okay, great.
A lot. But clearly this is someone else who watched that ad nauseum.
Can you right. explain?
So it's a YouTube user, probably a guy around my age, mm-hmm. Who just does, he recreates the entire thing, lip-syncing Celine Dion, giving this interview to Larry King and nailing every single
every
hand gesture.
Every single one.
Holy shit.
It was so beautifully choreographed. Like, what you're watching when you're looking at it is two laptops
yeah.
next
yeah.
to each other, and it's Celine doing it and
yeah.
him next to her lip syncing and doing the gestures, and it is spot fucking on.
Yeah.
The name of this particular video is Choreography for a Genuine Diva. You must, again, we will put this up on Facebook,
yeah.
but it is brilliant.
Like, why this didn't launch this man's career, I don't know.
I'm seeing 93,000 views, which is a Shonda?
Unacceptable.
It is.
It's a Shonda on the
yes.
situation.
Shonda.
Because, I mean, this is brilliant.
It's so brilliant. Yeah, I remember thinking there's no way to elevate that Celine video, thinking that it is the perfect video that exists on YouTube, and
right.
then seeing
and
that.
It. And he did it.
He did it. But again, also makes me feel like, you know, these moments on YouTube that I was enjoying on my own and
right.
probably wasn't running, you know, to other, you know, guys in my high school to take a look at.
They were received.
Yeah, the love of them was sort of shared by these other individuals who
yes.
were probably watching them, studying them, memorizing them.
One other thing about that guy that I just want to shout out is, like, what makes it so great is that he's not being very showy about
no.
it.
No.
Like, it's just
it's very subdued.
Yes.
So, there, yes.
And that's what makes the video.
Which makes the absurdity of all the gestures. And
that's the thing. It's like you watch the Celine, the original Celine and Larry King video, and you are like, oh, wow, she's going in. You know, that was what I kept thinking. Like, she's going in. She's letting loose. She's
yeah.
breaking it down.
Yeah.
Which we love and adore from her.
Great.
Yeah.
But am I in the gesticulation of it as I'm watching it? Not so much until I see
yeah.
the reaction video with
yes.
this guy.
Yeah.
Same, yeah.
And it, you know, he's popping his eyes, he's wiping tears,
mm-hmm.
he's doing every motion that she does, and that's when you realize, oh my God, she's couldn't be doing more.
Yeah.
It's a physical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a performance, a physical performance.
Yeah.
That she gives.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Never has one danced more
right.
while
sitting,
seated, talking
Larry
to Larry King.
King. So you've sent that, which, all, you know, click, gold, great, thank
great.
You. Then the two videos you probably watched more than any in your teens, you lined us up with these amazing iconic divas, which
yes.
We go from Celine to Ella Fitzgerald and Dinah Shore singing, which I mean, it was just chills
did
everywhere.
You, okay, good.
It was just
good,
chills.
Good, good, good.
Stunning.
Yes.
Like, we're going to play some of it.
Okay, great.
I'm glad
the listeners will get to hear it.
They have to. This is just Yeah, let's play some and then.
But and then, yeah, I want to know what's
yeah,
what spoke
this is
to
them
you.
Doing a blues medley, and I believe it to be the finest vocals I've ever heard.
Yeah, if you got a nice beat like that, I think I'll give it a sound, shall we?
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Wait.
Gotta get a pitch there.
There.
Ella, I've been down,
oh, yeah.
Down to Memphis South,
no.
Where the people smile
what?
On you all the while.
Hospitality,
uh-huh.
They were good to me.
Nice.
Couldn't spend a dime. I had the grandest time.
A fella band is handy, had a band you should hear. They played the kind of music made to tickle your ear. While the people swayed.
Just standing side by side of the piano.
They got a fiddle there.
No effort.
Who always slickens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on that bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to that trombone crew.
Hey,
it sounds just like a sinner on revival day. That melancholy.
Sinner on revival day.
And it goes on to pick up in speed, and then they're scatting.
It's amazing.
Gorgeous.
Vocal gymnastics.
So tell us about high school, Matt, watching this.
I have always loved Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was kind of like required listening in my family, but I definitely took on my kind of own relationship with Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, Sarah Vaughan, other great divas when I was in middle school and high school. So I was definitely, you know, calling all of my parents' records of these singers and listening to them on my own probably throughout middle school, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But then YouTube comes along and then
it's all this unreleased stuff.
Yeah,
probably, right?
Because that video, that recording, I don't think exists
right.
on a record because it's from
right.
just
a show or something.
Yeah, it's,
is it the Dinah Shore
the
show?
The Dinah Shore show,
yeah.
And Ella just
was
appeared on it. So suddenly you're able to watch that and watch it for free and watch it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, watch them doing it because I think that's part of also the joy of this particular video. They sound so great, but also you see how much
fun they're having
together.
Poor Ella is dripping in sweat. I'm like, could they give her AC? And every time she has like a rag to like pat herself down, and Dinah Shore laughs every time because she's like, you're struggling. Like, you just see her like, I'm so sorry you're struggling. But, you know.
She's just like, I'm a tiny bird white woman who doesn't sweat.
Yeah. She is caging, for sure.
It is. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. You were saying it's just the two of them at a piano.
Yeah.
And it's stunning to listen to. And it's, I just wanted to stick my face in Ella's sweaty boobs and just, and just nestle.
Motorboater.
Just no.
Oh, okay.
Just nestle. Just take a nap. You know? Just take a little snooze.
It's a good spot. No, I mean, were you belting it out when you were in your bedroom? Or is it more just appreciating
probably not,
the divas?
Probably in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I would
try it.
I would take turns between being Ella and Dinah.
Yeah.
It's a good duet.
Yeah.
And I read in the comments at the time Dinah took heat for having a black singers on.
I did not.
I mean, I it was
so
just under
the comments.
So, okay. I mean, I don't know if that's true. I didn't fact check that. But it's possible.
It's certainly possible. But also, you get the sense also watching it that Dinah Shore is having the time of her life because she knows that she's next to the greatest singer alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who knew that Dinah Shore could hold it down like that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not me. I quite frankly don't know a lot about her other than there's a lesbian festival every year, the Dinah Shore Festival.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
I'm calling it a festival. I don't think it's a festival. it's like a lesbian convention. That also doesn't feel right.
I went from like sequins to clogs in those two festival conventions.
There's something where a bunch of gals get together. Keep talking.
Okay.
Look this up.
Okay, great. Well, you know, you took us from Celine, Ella, Dinah, and then you gave us Patti.
Okay, yeah. There are many Patti LaBelle videos that I love, but this one is brings me so much joy. It's because it's so funny as well as being just a masterclass in singing. But this is Patti LaBelle singing the alphabet on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And never has the alphabet sounded so good.
Damn, it sounded good. Shoot.
But also, she's singing to Muppets.
She sure is.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you should.
Should
take
we
it
give
away.
It a whirl?
Absolutely.
I also am curious how these links, how these, I want to call them episodes, YouTube experiences have informed your work on The Late Late Show with James Corden and The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. Okay. How have they? Just out of curiosity.
A little bit.
Okay.
Do you want me to get into
we'll
that
play
now?
It and then.
Okay, okay.
All right, here we go. Hold on, let me go back because the beginning is really, it's really a delight.
Yeah.
All right, Chrissy, you better get it right now.
She looks great.
This is how she starts the alphabet.
That's how I do it too every time.
Yeah.
It's so absurd.
D. Look.
E. F. G.
Tell me.
H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P.
And now. More puppets are
gathering around her.
W,
they have
Y and Z.
Yes, tell me.
Hear me sing from A to C. I'm gonna do it again. So listen to me one more time. A, B,
B,
C.
Now they're in.
G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. U-R-S-U-R-S-E-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z.
I
sang it from beginning to end.
Oh, yes, I did.
Now you know
what Miss Patty's gonna do.
Please
yes,
do, please
Patty,
do.
Now, give it to me one more time.
Now she takes Sesame Street to church.
Oh, man.
Chaos! It's chaos! These Muppets are going crazy.
Yeah. You know Ernie and Bert were watching Patti LaBelle videos on their own
Netflix
too.
So what I would have loved is to have been like a fly on the wall at the rehearsal where she's like in her sweatpants and being like, B. I didn't hit it right. We got to back it up. Back it up. You know, like it's absurd.
Oh,
it's
I think insane. She did one take.
I'm sure.
No,
I think those are her rehearsal clothes. I don't think Patty's showing up in sweats.
She's like, we're doing this. Yeah. Go.
Wow. And this has 6 million views, which is more appropriate.
Yes, that is more appropriate. Mm-hmm. But I also, that became something that I played for friends in college pregames.
What do you mean exactly?
So like when I'd gather with friends to, you know, drink before a party.
Yeah.
And people would put on different videos, which were usually just whatever the pop
that
hits were
I know,
at the time.
Like by the way, that
music.
Was not
it's
a
like
thing
video.
We did.
Oh, really?
So that's hilarious.
But we didn't have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet was barely popular.
But I played this, and my friends became very hooked on it. Yeah. So it just became part of my identity, Patti LaBelle singing the alphabet during my freshman year of college.
Not bad.
Great.
Yeah.
That's so great.
So joyful.
So how should we want to find out a little bit of how this has influenced you as a writer for these great TV shows that you've been working on?
I think that
or if it has.
Well, I think for my job at The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, where it was previously before it was canceled, since that was a show that was – a lot about, you know, giving voice to minorities and underrepresented communities. I think there was – I really appreciated being able, you know, to work on that show, given that I was somebody who grew up not only, you know, in – with a number of minority identities, but also very much feeling like I wasn't necessarily represented on television most of the time.
Other than Celine.
Other than Celine on Larry King Live.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely looked to YouTube to find that. And I think that, you know, the more that TV itself can diversify, you know, the less sort of lonely and isolated a lot of kids will be. Then on The Late Late Show with James Corden, which is a very different type of show, I think my upbringing with YouTube has been, you know, important as well, because I think that what I loved about YouTube was being able to rewatch things all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of my coworkers who might look at an idea and think, this isn't necessarily going to go that viral. For instance, I worked on Neil Patrick Harris was coming on the show, and I pitched to have him and James do a riff-off, sort of just a singing competition, which he's done with other music artists like Shawn Mendes or
Patti LaBelle. No,
I wish. And those have gone viral, you know, because Shawn Mendes is
super popular.
Is going to be a viral star. But I pitched that they do a musical theater riff-off.
Mm-hmm.
And right. James Corden loves musicals.
Hosted the
Tony Awards. And I think one of my bosses I heard say, you know, oh, this will be fun because they'll both enjoy doing it. But obviously, you know, it's not going to get millions of views. And I remember thinking, I think it might.
It will,
because
yeah.
I was a big musical theater fan as a kid. And again, sort of pursued that interest on YouTube by, you know, a lot of kids who can't
access Broadway shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who can't afford tickets or are not in cities where shows tour. Or don't even necessarily want to tell their parents that they'd like to go see these things. You know, I think Tony Award performances are among the videos that I would watch again and again and again and again. And when I thought about, you know, people, you know, kids who are like closet musical theater fans, having access to James Corden and Neil Patrick Harris singing, you know, not even the most obvious Broadway hits, you know, some
deeper
obscure,
cuts.
Some deeper cuts too. They might just keep watching.
And
in fact, yeah, I think it's gotten, I mean, it's gotten over 4 million views at this point.
No big deal.
But
yeah, totally. That's also a huge influence of like what you were into and how you consumed and how it like can play out a voice. You're like, hey, but no, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
We don't just need like a Bieber or a Mendes to make something go like this could be, this topic may not sound flashy, but it can, it's there's plenty of me out there who would like die for this.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I mean, in terms of things that I worked on for the show, it's not even the most written material, but it still was a rewarding thing to get to work on because it felt like I was kind of putting this out there for like a younger, you know, like more insecure version of myself.
That's amazing.
And, you know, that's a very cool opportunity.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
OMFG!
And we're back. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, yeah, you sent us a bunch more videos, more comedy. They're not all delightful divas.
Yeah.
Right, right.
One being the Shoes video.
Shiz.
Which actually, when I was rewatching it, I was like, this is absurd.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of, you know, those early YouTube videos.
It almost feels like the first ever YouTube video in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's YouTube videos now are so different than what this is. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, this is like a production.
Right. Highly produced. Yeah. Well thought out.
And it's amazing, but it's also so absurd.
Yeah.
It's like, I forgot that.
It's so good. Shiz.
Shiz.
Cool Court, we're going to skip over because we don't know it. We don't understand it. Let's hit Lazy Sunday, which was also
on SNL.
Did that put him on the map, Andy Samberg? I feel like that.
I think he was on the map before.
With his crew.
But this was like his first viral thing.
Yeah, it put him on the map, but it also, I think, transformed what SNL was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also transformed, the type of relationship that, because I think
they weren't doing digital before that, really.
They weren't really
doing commercials and things like that, spoof commercials, but not digital, not really
digital
at least.
Shorts. And yeah, and I think everyone has sort of had latched on to SNL in a different way. It's become iconic in a new way ever since then.
Yeah.
And I actually think Lazy Sunday and Shoes are kind of in a similar space, weirdly, because they're just these very weird concepts that are so highly produced.
So produced, yeah.
That you just get so much fun out of.
The Chronicles, what of Narnia?
Yeah.
Just in case anyone was not remembering what that was.
And then shout out to former guest Drew Droege.
Oh, what a brilliant.
Yeah. Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah.
Birthdays
specifically, but how do you do it?
Birthdays.
When I first fell in love with this character, it was the Toast.
Yeah.
Video.
That's a performance of Chloe Sevigny describing her love of things.
Yes.
It's such an abstraction, of who she is. It's so brilliant. Drew is bonkers. It's such a beautiful abstraction of taking what you imagine someone to be.
Right.
And probably maybe a tiny bit of what they are, but I don't even know that Chloe Sevigny is a, label. I don't even know what to.
And she, I believe it.
Exactly.
I believe
exactly. And that's, and that's what's so fun about it.
Yeah.
That was another video that I fell in love with on my own. And then I discovered that, many friends along the way also kind of.
Well, Matt, this was so much fun. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter.
on the Twitter.
@Matt_Twitaker.
So smart.
Cute.
Ugh. Or on Instagram @mwhitak, MWHITAK.
Great.
Thank
you for this. It was an important dive. We needed it. It's something I feel everyone should do is to give the people you know and love and the ones you don't an
your
outline
top
of your top.
High school. That's what I thought was so cool about it, too. It's like who you were.
Yeah.
Not necessarily now.
Like a it's window good. Into how what informed you.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And I'll give you some other suggestions of videos.
We need them.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I feel personally bad to Ella Fitzgerald singing Pavarotti's Nessun Dorma
We need it.
The 90s.
I need that.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much.
OMFG! He was great.
I mean, I just see him in his bedroom with these videos, and I love him even more.
It's so sweet.
When they were playing, the Ella Fitzgerald and the Dinah Shore, he was lip-syncing the duet.
I was staring. I couldn't take my eyes off of the YouTube performance, but yeah,
he had everything down. It was like he was in his shower with the bottle of shampoo just going through it.
Totally delightful, I have to say. I feel like you guys, if you have some deep cuts for us that have informed who you are as a person from the YouTubes, please tweet us. Tweet at us @OMFGpod.
Yes. And I am Emily Foster @FridaFoster.
I am Deanna Chang @DeannaRaphael.
You can reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at OMFGpod. You can find us on Facebook at Earwolf OMFG.
Hey, and shout out to Mad Dog. He or she wrote, pure delight. Just finished binging all of the episodes and I have learned so much. Good way to brighten up any workday. Also, I low-key want to be on the show. Hit us up, boy or girl.
What up? Thank you guys so much and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hey, everyone, thanks for listening. And remember, if you've ever wanted to see a live show from your favorite podcasts, I have great news for you. The 3-day podcast festival Now Hear This is happening in New York City this September, and early bird tickets are on sale now. This year's lineup includes great Earwolf shows like How Did This Get Made, Comedy Bang Bang, Politically Reactive, and Who Charted, plus more of your favorites from Gimlet, Crooked Media, Public Radio, and Radiotopia. This is a great value. One ticket gets you access to all 25 live shows throughout the weekend, and buy now to save up to 35% on your ticket. That's $60.
We are people of Earth!
Now Hear This is September 8th through 10th in New York City. Come see great podcasts, meet the hosts, and make some new friends. Go to nowhearthisfest.com to get your tickets. That's nowhearthisfest.com. Act fast to save 35%. Early bird pricing ends May 29th.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.